This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 16, 2016. Sunrise at 6:23 a.m., sunset at 6:49 p.m. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that Salem city officials have big plans for a half-acre plot of land on Derby Street, but the mystery of what lurks buried by the carnival lot could tie up a greater vision of a sweeping harbor walk on the cusp of downtown Salem. Currently home to a parking lot, 289 Derby Street sees use every October as a pop-up carnival for Halloween revelers. Because of that, the site is commonly referred to as the Carnival Lot, according to Mayor Kim Driscoll. The land is assessed by the city at about $1.4 million. Driscoll is quoted as saying, "It's definitely not its highest and best use right now, a carnival in October and parking lot throughout the rest of the year. We think this could make a better use." The property is wedged between a Speedway convenience store and gas station and Count Orlock's Nightmare Gallery. It also directly borders the South River Channel. For years, the city has had a vision for a large harbor walk along Derby and Peabody Streets, and some of that walk exists today. But the rest of the envisioned path is in some cases derelict or not existing at all. The Salem ear-biting case will be moving to Superior Court, Bill Newell reports.
Emma Wiley, the Marblehead woman charged with biting off part of a Salem police officer's ear last month, again pleaded not guilty as her case moved into Salem Superior Court on Thursday. On the front page of today's Salem News, staff writer Julie Manganis writes the following. Wiley, 19, pleaded not guilty to charges of mayhem, assault and battery, causing serious bodily injury, assault and battery on a police officer, using a false license, assault and battery, and resisting arrest. On August 7th, Wiley was being put into custody after police were called to break up a fight between her and another woman outside Tavern in the Square. As rookie police patrolwoman Jessica Rondinelli attempted to put an uncooperative Wiley's legs inside the police car, Wiley allegedly bit down on the officer's ear, then shook her head back and forth, according to police. Prosecutor A.J. Camellio filed a motion to keep Wiley in custody without bail as a danger to the public. There are more details on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
Thank you, sir. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, the man who has served as second-in-command of the Gloucester Police Department for the last 2 years took its reins as acting chief Thursday morning, even as city officials continued to discuss how to approach investigating actions that led to Tuesday night's placement of Chief Leonard Campanello on paid administrative leave. 33-year veteran John McCarthy of the Gloucester Police Department has been vacationing in Europe when Campanello first sought and was granted personal leave as vacation time from Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken on September 7, but then was placed on paid administrative leave by the mayor, pending a still undefined investigation on Tuesday night. According to Ray Lamont, McCarthy returned from his trip Wednesday, then got an early start on his new role as acting chief on Thursday morning. Aside from Campanello, the department is down one of its leading detectives. Sergeant Sean Connors is also on an indefinite paid administrative leave, and an investigation into what led to his ordered leave is underway, according to City Human Resources Director Donna Leet. She has not specified, according to Ray Lamont, whether the Connors probe is criminal or administrative, just as the Campanello probe, has not been characterized by either the mayor or anyone else. Leah Dearborn writes in the news that the climbing cost of EpiPens is needling the Peabody school system, okay? The devices provide an emergency injection that helps to improve circulation and reduce swelling during life-threatening allergic reactions, according to the EpiPen website. Because of the high demand for EpiPens, their price has doubled over the past year to approximately $600 per two-pack set. The skyrocketing cost of the pens has caused issues with affordability, not just in Peabody, but in school districts across the country. There are no EpiPens in the Peabody schools yet, but every member of the district crisis team is being trained in their use, and it is hoped the devices will be in place by the holidays. The school system will pay for the pens, according to Leah Dearborn, through the district's operating budget when they are eventually ordered, and the 20 two-pen sets are needed in the schools, bringing the total cost up to approximately $6,000. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.